Hello.
Is this Ricky?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ricky, this is Big Daddy and Rita from a radio station in Sioux City, Iowa.
What's happening, Big Daddy and Rita?
How are you?
Hey, if I was any better, I couldn't stand myself.
Hey, you know something? Hey, I appreciate you joining the Big Daddy and Rita show. And you know something? I think I've talked to you before, Ricky. A few years back, you guys came to Sioux City for the awesome biker nights, and I think you were doing the Blackfoot thing at the time. You still living down there in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Fort Myers.
Oh, is that where you live, Fort Myers?
Yeah, I live all the way down in Fort Myers. What year was that?
Oh, gosh, probably 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago?
No, I wasn't with Blackfoot. I wasn't with Blackfoot then.
Because you were with Blackfoot. You were one of the guys of Blackfoot, right?
Well, I was one of the original founding members of it, but I haven't had Blackfoot. You know, I haven't played in Blackfoot since about 94, 95.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not, because I thought I'd talk to you, because you have a place. I think it wasn't in Fort Myers. Maybe it's somebody else in Blackfoot that's up around the Jacksonville area then or something.
I think basically you talked to some of the other original members that was out, you know, for about 7 years planned, you know, under the name, you know.
I got it. Hey, well, as long as I know we're here to talk about Skynyrd, but I just got to ask one question about Shorty Medlock. Is he still around, or has he gone to the great beyond?
No, he passed away back in 1982. I wish he was still around. He would have celebrated his 100th birthday if he had been, you know.
Oh, man, that's great.
But what a character, just a real major influence for me, you know, in music. He is actually my grandfather, and I was raised with my grandparents, and that whole side of my family, my mother's side of the family, was all really good musicians, and he played professionally all his life, and so that's where I got from. That's where the music side of myself came from, you know.
Well, he could play a mean harmonica, old Shorty.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Yep.
Well, now let's talk about the Skynyrd thing. You've been with Skynyrd for a long time. I'm trying to remember back. I think there was a time when Skynyrd was doing a couple of drummers. Are you still doing that?
Well, no. I mean, I'm one of the lead guitar players in the band right now.
Oh, I thought you were the drummer.
Well, I was the drummer when back in the original band in the early 70s. I came in and replaced Bob Burns, and was one of the original drummers, off and on for about 3 years in the early 70s. And then I left and then did Blackfoot, because I didn't really want to play drums my whole career. And then I came back to Lynyrd Skynyrd in the end of 95, going into 96 as one of the guitar players.
Man, well, how does one go from the degree? I mean,
yeah.
I hate these guys that are so talented on all these different instruments, you know. But they say that if you start out as a drummer, you're going to be a better musician down the road. Is that true?
Well, no. I started playing guitar when I was like 5. And I kept playing guitar, and I started playing drums when I was around 8 years old. And I just kind of I kind of fooled around with a lot of different instruments, as did my grandfather Shorty. He played quite a few instruments and played them really well, and so I think that I kind of got that from him. And I mean, I played several different instruments, and I don't know if I can say I play them really well, but you know, I do know how to play them, and it comes in handy sometimes. As far as the drums go, I leave that to somebody else, because I think, you know, there's a lot better drummers than I would ever thought of being, you know. I play a much better guitar than I play drums, let's put it that way.
We're talking to Ricky Medlock here in the Big Daddy and Rita program this morning. Ricky coming to town with Lynyrd Skynyrd tomorrow night. We got to have a good show. What do we have to look forward to, my friend?
Well, basically, you know, we're right now on the front of a new record coming out on the 21st, called Last of a Dying Breed. The new CD will be out then. We got a couple of the new songs in the show that we're playing. And it's an up energy, it's a high energy thing with this band. Basically, you'll hear you know, the audience is going to hear a lot of the classics and brand new stuff. And we find it, we're having a good time this year, man. We're having an exciting time. We've already been to Europe 3 weeks and come back over here and started touring over here and already been out for over a month and a half. And it's going to roll till right around after the 1st of November. So audience is going to get Lynyrd Skynyrd, man, just right in their face.
Well, good luck to you on that brand new album you guys got, Last of a Dying Breed. Reviews are coming in on it, and it's fantastic. So we look forward to hearing some of that too.
Yeah, man, I think it works. It's I think it's a better outing than we did on the last one with Dying Guns, and we got incredible reviews on Dying Guns and sold a lot on that. So I'm looking forward to this one coming out now.
Hey, Ricky, man, I appreciate your time with us this morning. We're certainly looking forward to the show tomorrow night and look forward to meeting you and, drive safe.
You got it, man, and thanks for calling me. Take care.